Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. In studio with me, Jake Pawlak, who is the deputy mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, and so much more. Budgets, things of importance, right? All these challenges. One of the great things for me to see is the collective effort from people in this region for this draft. Now, even if people aren't interested in the draft itself or football, what it can potentially bring to this region, that's definitely a feather in the cap for the city.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
For your team, Jake.
Thank you very much, Larry. Yeah, no, we're really excited. Next April, right, the NFL draft is coming to Pittsburgh. I think the most exciting thing for me about it is, you know, you always hear about the Steelers diaspora, right? All the Steelers fans who are spread out all across the country still watch the games in a Steelers bar on Sunday. And we're inviting everybody home, right? Come back to Pittsburgh for the draft and see how the city's changed maybe since you've left and be part of that 700,000 people we're expecting at least to come to Pittsburgh. The mayor likes to say a million. I think that's an aggressive estimate, but I think we can get there. So it's going to be a huge deal for our region. It's as far as, you know, anyone can estimate, going to be the biggest spectator attraction in Pittsburgh history. We're going to activate the North Shore and Point State Park in a way that people haven't seen before and really show the city off, give our local businesses opportunities to, you know, participate and maybe be seen on a world stage. So it's a really exciting opportunity for the city.
Yeah, in downtown, too, you have Arts Landing under construction.
That's right.
Boy, I just saw that a couple of weeks ago. Boy, massive work has been done there.
Really impressive. And it'll be done in time for the draft, and there'll be programming there as well, right? So we're turning everything on for the draft and showing the city off for the whole world to see.
I know the state's working on Point State Park, and then in toward downtown, what else is going on as you build up for the draft?
Sure. So Market Square, the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership and others are working to refresh Market Square, as you mentioned. Arts Landing is being completed in time for the draft. And then there's a whole lot of other either, you know, construction or maintenance work happening, fixing up infrastructure in preparation for having this many people coming through. So many folks will enter the city via the new airport terminal, right? That was obviously planned long before this, but those things are all kind of coming together to show our best face to the visitors.
Yeah, the new airport should be operational next month.
I know. It's hard to believe.
People need to know the tram is going away. Yes. I kind of laugh about it, but some people have said, hey, I hear we're getting a new airport. I'm thinking, where you been?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is eliminating that whole process to get from one side, the land side, they call it, to the air side. Everybody's going to go straight to the air side. Mm-hmm. And some of the amenities that they put in there, pretty spectacular. I'm sure you've taken a tour.
I actually haven't, but I'm very excited to see that.
You completed. Might know a guy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the elimination, for instance, of 8 miles of luggage conveyors. So that'll streamline the process to get your luggage after you land, which will be very popular.
Yeah, I have actually seen that, the system in the old airport. It's an engineering marvel, but it is, yes, it'll certainly a faster process.
Part of the problem, as I understand it, was they had outlived the people that built it in the sense that they had to kind of bootstrap when anything would break. And that was really part of the genesis that we got to do something. And it ended up being this plan. But it comes at a great time. So you have all these people coming from literally all over the world for this draft that will get a window into our city. And that can have a great impact on the future for other job-related manufacturing, bringing people here.
Absolutely. And it's a huge opportunity to market the city to the world. It's also a huge opportunity for local businesses, right, to see increased economic activity during this. The NFL, when they do major events like the draft and the Super Bowl, they're very conscientious about providing opportunities for local businesses. So we've partnered with them on what's called the NFL Source Program, which has made over 100 local businesses sort of pre-screened, pre-selected vendors that they'll utilize as part of the event itself. And then city government and the Urban Redevelopment Authority, county government, have been working together to ensure opportunities for, in particular, newer businesses, veteran-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses in all of the festivities that will be surrounding the draft. We also want to make sure we're inviting the visitors not just to come downtown. That's certainly where all the action will be, but they'll be staying all over the city.
Right.
There'll be events in neighborhoods throughout the city to ensure that we get to show off our neighborhoods as well.
Pretty exciting.
It is.
And that said, do we have any estimate on what kind of revenue this will bring to the region?
We don't quite know that yet, right? I mean, we have estimates but from prior drafts, but we certainly know that between rental cars, hotel stays, the drink tax, right? We expect that there'll be a lot of, a lot of increased economic activity. I mean, when Taylor Swift did her shows in Pittsburgh a couple years ago, there was in the month, I believe it was in June, right? We saw a huge spike in those types of things in that month. And it was important, for the local economy and for supporting our local government. So we expect this will be a big, a big success for the region.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, talking to Jake Pawlak, Deputy Mayor of the City of Pittsburgh, and initially talking about this Pittsburgh Public Safety Campus and Training Center trying to build at the old Veterans Hospital up on top of the hill, Lincoln, Leamington. You can see it from 28 across the river. Oh, yeah, that's the VA. Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't been the VA for a while.
Nope.
The federal government owned it, sold it to the city for a dollar if you find a way to utilize it. So hopefully this works out. Yeah. I think it'd be great to have police, fire, whatever you can put there as a training center in one place still in the city.
Absolutely.
Jake, good luck.
Thanks
a lot. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks for your service. Forward to today's conversation every Tuesday at this time with Lynn Hayes Freeland from Atlanta, Georgia. This Pittsburgh native is always at the ready and in tune with what's going on. You can see Lynn on our live stream, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page. Lynn, good morning. You look lovely.
Good morning. And let me just say something with this YouTube page. You know, this is challenging because you think you're in the center of the screen when you pull it up, but then you pull it up and I'm off to the side. You know, this is not my strong suit, just so you know, just for the record.
Hey, it's a whole new world, right? You got
it is, and you got to look to see what's behind you and all kinds of stuff. But
one constant in life is change. So if you're not comfortable with change, you're going to be fighting everything every day. Meanwhile,
every day. Let me just
go ahead.
I was going to pick up on your last conversation because, that police training facility was a big deal here in Atlanta. They kind of started calling it Cop City. They had protests. In fact, I want to say maybe 2 years ago, one of the protesters there was actually shot and killed during one of the very highly tense protests here. So the notion of creating these spaces where police officers get this extensive training is not new. But it continues to be controversial, and I hope that the one in Pittsburgh goes off without a hitch. As I was Googling it just to get some idea, or AIing it just to get some idea where things stand here now, because I hadn't heard it in the news recently, apparently it opened in April, so it must have opened without much fanfare, given how emotional it was to get it here.
And this space, for many people, remember the old VA hospital that sat up on top of the hill. The buildings are still there, but there are no people. It looks like a post-apocalyptic space, 168 acres, much of that not usable, but it is kind of isolated, even though it's nearest the Lincoln-Lemington neighborhood. So there is some pushback on it, and it's a big effort, but a unanimous vote by city council yesterday to approve the process to continue to go to develop a hard plan for the development of the site. So we'll see where it goes. But these things take time, Lynn, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know, you mentioned the VA space. Now, I know at one time there was Job Corps was up there, and wasn't the old Schumann Center up there as well? Are those included in this space that you described, do you know?
I believe you're right. All the buildings that would be associated with that area, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, and I think you're right. I mean, there is one side of that that does butt up against, I guess it's like Wiltsey Street or something in the Homewood, Lincoln-Lemington area. I could see where they would have some concerns, possibly. But otherwise, you're right. It's a very isolated piece of land that could be very effective.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially inside of the city limits, which space is hard to find of that nature. That said, I thought about our conversation. I thought, there's so much on the table here for Lynn. Let's start with the president's announcement about Tylenol and pregnancy and autism. What was your reaction?
Well, I'm going to be honest. When I was listening to Tamira earlier, and when she asked you to repeat acetaminophen, I thought she was going to go down that road where I guess at some point the president had difficulty pronouncing acetaminophen at the press conference yesterday. I thought that's where she was going with it, but she took it someplace else altogether. Yeah, I have very strong feelings about it. I mean, I know that, and I'll use my daughter as an example, because she has a one-year-old, so she was pregnant, you know, most recently, and she gets migraine headaches. And Tylenol was the only thing that gave her a small amount of relief. It didn't give her a major amount of relief, but I can't imagine how she would cope not being able to take something. And she is that person, you know, she does all the research, can't take this, can't do that, da-da-da-da-da. So I think just raising the possibility would probably have her shy away from it. And I think without the scientific information basis to make the correlation, I think that's dangerous territory. It's almost like these are opinions. They're not based in science. They're not based in medicine. It's like they're, you know, opinions. I can eat something and break out in a rash and say, oh, I wonder if that was those radishes. But that doesn't mean it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of pushback right now. And why now did this pronouncement have to be made? And what about vaccines? There's a lot of gray areas for a lot of parents. And the best advice I've heard from other physicians is mom and dad, grandparents, talk to your trusted physician and kind of step through each of these things as we move forward. That said, I want to talk to you about Jimmy Kimmel. So we'll do that. When we come back with Lynn Hayes Freeland.
Okay.
Don't bite your tongue yet. Let somebody else do that for you. Beat. Every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. We continue our conversation. And Lynn, are you surprised that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be back on the air tonight based on how it went last Wednesday?
You know what? I am, Larry, because it was so abrupt the way it happened. I thought it was going to last for a much longer period of time. I don't know what impact, you know, folks say, and they were, you know, petitions to ABC folks. I do know several people who did cancel their Disney Plus accounts. I don't know what impact any of that had. I'm glad that he's coming back, but I want to see who he is coming back. Is he going to be stifled? Is he going to be limited? Because honestly, if it's going to be a Jimmy Kimmel that can only do this much on the air, I'd rather it not happen. I think we're just at a whole new place in society and certainly in broadcasting. And I think that media companies are going to have to start taking positions, which I don't think we have. I think I think we've just been kind of rolling over. But at some point, we'll either be squashed altogether or we got to start taking some stands.
And in this case, it brought out a lot of opinions from a lot of different places, for, against, otherwise. But the question of free speech, when you work for a private company or public company that is also under the auspices of the Federal Communications Commission, there are different standards for what can be said. Free speech for you and me, you could go out and use curse words in the street. Nobody could really say anything about free speech to you there. But if you did it here, you would be under a different set of rules and guidelines. And so him saying that, to me, it wasn't funny and wasn't necessarily even true. But to be shut down for that is the part that, the company said, and here's the crazy part. So ABC says, indefinitely, we're going to suspend Jimmy Kimmel. Well, here we are less than a week later. He's back.
He's back, yeah.
Because it's economics, I think, and a lot of people are feeling that way.
Absolutely. And I also think, Larry, it would have been different had ABC taken that position on its own. Like, we hadn't heard from the FCC, because this is a whole new ballgame hearing from the FCC. And that kind of pressure, I mean, you know, we all knew when we were coming along that I think it was like 7 words you could never say on TV. And was it Lenny Bruce? He the comedian that kind of...
George Carlin put that as
George
part
Carlin,
of his act.
Yes.
He had the list.
He would push that envelope. But that was different. You know, it wasn't political in nature. It was just these words that couldn't say... We're kind of getting into this area now where having an opinion, be it right or wrong, could get you in deep, you know, doo-doo. Oh, wait, can we say doo-doo?
I don't know. Technically, no, but we'll let that one go. But, Lynn, you spent most of your broadcast career being held to a different standard, and that was, as a journalist, the who, what, where, when, and why, trying to present facts and information without bias, which is challenging to do anyway. And then you had an opportunity as a talk host to express your opinions, and that's when you started getting pushback, and as anyone does doing talk, right?
Absolutely. In fact, when I delved into the world of talk show, I remember one of my colleagues, I won't say his name because I didn't tell him I was going to mention this, but he is a prominent news anchor in the city of Pittsburgh, and he said to me, "People hate it when you say what you think. They just want you to tell them what happened." And I think he's right about that. You know, people really don't want to know what we think. They just want to know what happened. What are the details? And broadcasting has now gone into that gray area where if you don't say what you think, chances are people aren't going to come back and tune in or watch you. So it gets very complicated. I don't know if the business has changed so much as the audience has changed and audience expectations have changed.
Well, you know, I think there are a lot of parents right now and grandparents who are very confused by what was said yesterday about Tylenol and where we stand with vaccines. And it seems, you know, I've asked a number of physicians, well, what are you telling your patients? And that's
right.
For now, that's what people have to rely on, is a conversation with a trusted physician, whether it's their family physician or somebody they know, and not go to the internet and self-diagnose or read all these opinions, many of which are tainted in different ways, for a number of reasons, political or otherwise. So it's challenging times to raise kids right now.
It is. And let me just add a caveat to that, because what we still don't know is how many people are going to be affected or how many people will lose their medical care access, which in turn means they may lose their access to doctors. So it's great if you have a trusted physician or trusted medical facility, but also hanging in the balance out there is the fact that tens of thousands of people may lose their medical insurance come sometime in 2026. And without that, where do you go? Who do you turn to?
That's a really great point, and very much on the forefront of a lot of people's minds is what happens next. Other than that, are you going to stay up to watch Jimmy Kimmel's monologue?
Oh, Ed, well, let me say this. I'm not really a late night talk show person. I don't really watch any of them. Occasionally I would catch Colbert just because I was watching the CBS station or whatever, but I am absolutely going to stay up to watch. I'll probably watch him for at least the next week. And I'll probably record it just in case I fall asleep, which is most likely.
That's my plan, but we'll have it tomorrow morning, bright and early here. Lynn Hayes-Freeland, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you as always.
All right, have a good one.
President Trump advised pregnant women not to take Tylenol due to concerns about a link to autism.
Acetaminophen has been used for decades. In terms of alternatives during pregnancy, there really is no good alternative for pain and fever.
So the question is, what does a woman do who has that situation and it's created a lot of anxiety?
Larry, a definitive link is not proven yet. Several researchers have conducted studies investigating a possible association between acetaminophen and autism. It's a mouthful of a word, isn't it?
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live!
And ABC will reinstate that show tonight after suspending it due to Kimmel's incorrect comments about the man charged in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk.
In spite of some of the affiliates not clearing the show to air tonight, I'm guessing his monologue will probably have the highest ratings he's had in a long time for at least one night only.
Absolutely, it will be. And Pitt's retiring Aaron Donald's jersey during the Notre Dame game coming up on November 15th.
Yeah, number 97, University of Pittsburgh, Penn Hills grad, Super Bowl champ. Other than that, oh, yeah, Defensive Player of the Year multiple times, Super Bowl, Super Bowl ring. Yeah, why not?
They said he was too small.
He's too small to play, by the way. Yeah, you're right. Good for him. Happy for his family. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.